Blog Talk Radio.
It's your girl, Miss P, and you are now tuned in to the Intune Show. I am so excited. You have no idea, but I guess you guys are soon find out how really excited I am to have Jane Kessie on the show with me today. And I pray to God that I'm saying his last name right. I've been sitting here trying to write it out, spell it out, sound it out, the K, the E, the S, the E, the E, the S, you know, it's just like that. So, Jane, forgive me if I'm pronouncing it wrong. When you come on, you will put me in check, and then I will have it together. So, again, for those who want to call in, we have a lot of great questions, and a lot of people are curious to get to know James a little bit better, even including myself. So I look forward to his responses to all the questions that everyone have laid out for him. The number is 818-495-6975. I also wanted to start off by giving a shout-out to Zine Magazine for interviewing me yesterday in GS Radio. I definitely want to show you guys love and support for taking the time to have Miss P on, you know, trying to get to know me a little bit better and the things that I do and what I'm about, you know, because I'm just kind of used to being behind the scenes and kind of, you know, always out there trying to, you know, figure out everybody else, but I never really put myself in the forefront. So with that being said, I was also talking to, you know, a few people, and I was like, maybe I should have someone come on the Intune Show and interview me. So whoever's interested in coming in and interviewing Miss P on the Intune Show, let me know, because I think that would be awesome and it would be fun. So moving right along and not talking about me, I hope everybody's day is going well. And to start off the show, I'm just going to play one of James' songs. And this one is called Loving You, and it's actually one of my favorite. I hear that it's a lot of people's favorite, but it's Miss P's favorite. It's on my playlist, and I listen to it so many times a day, that is not even funny. So just letting you know that if you haven't heard Loving You, definitely get on that. You can go to James' fan page. He has downloads. He has everything, but he'll fill us all in about that later. So in the meantime, in around time, let's listen in. Let me know what you think.
Be holding you.
Yeah, so that was Loving You, and I'm really digging it, the flow, the sound, you know, it's just like, whoa, go, baby, go, you know? So for all those that didn't know, now you know, Loving You is something that you should definitely have on your playlist. Again, I'm just totally excited. I don't know if you can even really tell because I'm really not feeling that great today, but the show must go on. And just touching on that note a little bit, I just wanted to reiterate for everybody that's tuning in and listening to the show today that I totally spilled hot chocolate, mint hot chocolate to be exact, from Dunkin' Donuts, a super large being greedy, looking through my planner and destroyed my planner in a matter of seconds, okay? Saturated with mint hot chocolate. Therefore, everything is looking bleak for me right now in regards to the fact that I don't know who is up for the next couple of weeks on the show. So I kind of posted that on Facebook, and I only had one response back checking in on their status for their time and their date. So for all those that are actually scheduled for our upcoming show, and, you know, please, by all means, like, reach out to me and let me know what date and time that I have you on a schedule. I don't want to disregard anyone that I previously booked because I like to stick to my word. And I don't like to, you know, book people over people. But if I don't hear from people soon, then I'm definitely going to have to do that. So reach out to me. Let me know your date, your time. Again, I had a meltdown with mint hot chocolate all over my planner, so I have no idea in the next few weeks who's next for the show. So definitely give me a call and let me know what's going on, okay? We have a few minutes before I have the man of the hour on the show that I'm totally excited to get to talk to. And I know you ladies out there seem like, you know, y'all trying to marry him, but he's my man, so back off, okay? Mine. So I just wanted to put that out there that we're getting married tomorrow. We just wanted to just do the interview stages today, and then we'll sign and, you know, deliver the dates to everybody by tomorrow morning. But anyway, we have James on the line. But James, give me 1 second. I just wanted to play another song of yours, and this one is called Pick Me Up.
Go wrong. We've been apart for way too long.
All right, so that was Pick Me Up, and I'm about to pick up with James right about now so we can get the show on a roll. Hey, James, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I am doing extra, extra wonderful now that you're on the line with me. How's your day going so far?
It's going great, actually.
Yeah, that's good. I'm glad that it's going great because I was sitting here like, yay, yay, James. You know, it's just really exciting for me because you have been such a trendsetter in a sense. You know, you've been on Facebook grinding, doing your thing. And, I mean, just the short time that we connected, you know, I have fell in love with you immensely. How do you do it?
Just I appreciate that, by the way. I'm blushing right now, but you can't tell. as far as, like, just getting on working and grinding, it's just something that, you know, it's kind of instilled in me. That's just how I was raised, and just putting in the work and putting in the effort and not taking no for an answer. And pretty much when I set my mind to something, you know, I just go for it, you know, 100% all in or not at all, so.
Definitely. And, you know, when I say that about the Facebook thing, I mean, you show love to everybody that you encounter. And that is like a rare, rare thing that, you know, it's just you really that I see really do this, to be honest with you. And no disrespect to anyone out there that, you know, I'm cool with on Facebook. But James is like a networking machine, period, point blank. I mean, if it was an award that I can kind of grant you for just being you, definitely you will have like 10 of those in a week because it's just crazy. So, you know, I just wanted to put that out. Yeah, definitely. I just wanted to put that out there. Like, thank you for being you because, I mean, there's no one that I know right now that can, like, outdo you on the Facebook networking system, really. But enough of that because, you know, I'm getting all caught up in, you know, what I like about you. But, you know, there's a lot of things that other people like about you. Wow. And we're going to kind of talk about that because we have a slew of questions that his supporters and fans, you know, have, like, posted on his fan page, definitely interested in knowing a few things. And I see that there's a lot of, like, freaky ladies out here aside myself. You know, I thought I was the biggest freak, but I think that, you know, a few of your supporters kind of beat me to the punch a little bit. So I don't know where to start yet. Okay, for those that don't know James, and I was just saying before you called in, James, can you please pronounce your last name correctly for me? Because I've been...
It's James Kessie.
Kessie, okay.
Kessie.
I've been... Yes, Kessie?
Mm-hmm, that's right.
Yeah,
okay,
see, I finally have it. Okay, forgive me. I mean, I've been, like, having nightmares about this. And I definitely wanted to start off, let's start off with talking a little bit about you and how you got started. Then we'll get into the questions because of the simple fact that for those that don't know who you are, we'll kind of give them some background before we just throw the questions at them that people want to know about you. So tell us a little bit how you got started.
I got started back in about March. In that time frame, I got started in March, and pretty much I just trying to find something to do to occupy my time since coming home from Iraq, and trying to find something constructive. And I've always had a love for music. As a matter of fact, one performance in Iraq with a good friend of mine, it went really well, really great. But in that circumstance, it's kind of hard to pursue a music career while you're overseas, you know, in war and all that good stuff. So got put by the wayside. So I came home and kind of laid low for a little bit. And then, you know, it kind of was like brought to my attention, hey, why don't you get back into your music? So I was connected through actually my producer now, Keyshawn. You know, he was just like, give me a call. And I gave him a call and gave him some ideas I had, and he's like, okay, well, let's just see, you know, how serious you are. And matter of fact, we ended up using, you know, the first song that we wrote to, that I wrote to, actually, he was really impressed with that song, and it just went forward after that. I mean, the first song that I wrote is called Heaven, and it's a beautiful song, and he was really impressed by it, and it's just been a great relationship ever since then. I just decided I'm going to do it 100%. And that's what I've done ever since then. It's just give it everything I got every day. And let's leave it to this point here.
Right. That's amazing. And I just wanted to, you know, give you a big hug virtually and a big kiss for, you know, being a part of the war and being over there fighting for all of us, you know, not just for yourself. I mean, to go and do something like that is definitely showing that you are a person that is of everyone, you know, like you love unconditionally. And, you know, I appreciate you and I thank you for that because I don't think I could be that strong. Although I love, I don't know if I love that much. And I'm not trying to be funny, but I'm just saying, like, you know, my hat, I take off my hat to people that, you know, commit themselves to, you know, fighting for the cause of, you know, the U.S. So thank you for, you know, that's another great thing about you. I mean, really, James, like, what are you trying to do over here with me? You know, you trying to get my number or something? Like,
I'm just saying.
I'm trying to understand what direction it's going. Like, you know, am I interviewing you for a date or am I interviewing you for a show? Like, I'm getting confused now with all this great stuff happening around me. So, as a child,
I mean, we can do that.
I'm sorry?
I said multitasking. We can do that.
Yeah, multitasking, going back and forth, mixing it up a little bit. As a child, what did you want to be as a child? Did you always want to do music, or you know, was it something you first wanted to do?
You know what? I was, you know, as a child, I was really big on playing football. I actually was just at sports, and I love football. Like, that was my passion as a child. My mom, as a matter of fact, Venus, she actually said that I should have been a comedian and or a chef or combine the two and just be a funny chef. So, she's so funny. But, I, you know, other than that, I just, because I love to cook and all that stuff. I'm a great cook, as a matter of fact. And, you know, anybody that wants to challenge me on that, hey, let's do it. I cook gourmet meals, the grill, it doesn't make a difference. I'd love to experiment, try new things. But really, though, honestly, getting back to it, football was my passion. As a matter of fact, I had a couple scholarship offers that, you know, due to youth and making some poor choices as a team, you know, offer for go. But, you know, that was my passion, though, was football. Back then.
Mm-hmm. Which is awesome because I can't do anything. I can't even do a sit-up, James. So, I mean, really? I think this is why I'm just always behind the scenes because I can't do anything. I can't sing. I can't dance. I mean, I can't play football. I'm definitely not going to war.
You can do something. I mean, you're actually very well at networking, too, as well, and you're very personable. I mean, You're very good. With, you have excellent people skills, so that's something that
Aww, you know, some people wish they had.
Exactly.
You just helped me discover where I'm at on this, you know, ladder that we're on right now. Like, I'm there.
Absolutely.
I'm the people person. Okay, great.
That's right.
Great.
You know, you could put you in a crowded room with strangers, and I guarantee you they'll all know who you are by the time you walk out and everything because you're just such a nice, genuine person. Like, it's real, you know, so
it's not fake. Don't do it to me. I'm emotional. Don't do it. No. So as far as the cooking and stuff like that goes, because I know a lot of ladies are out there listening like, cooking, huh? That's always, I mean, come on, let's keep it real. I mean, even though they say that saying goes about how, it, you know, it gets to a man's heart through his stomach, but really, women like to eat too.
That's right.
You know, so I think that's like one of the good
cooking.
Things. Yeah, I think that's awesome. I mean, talented, okay, bravery, cooking. I mean, come on, James, one more thing, and it's on between me and you, okay? I'm just letting you know. Don't say nothing else that I like, okay? Don't do it.
All right.
So as far as, like, your accomplishments and stuff that you have, to, you know, met so far, I mean, did you ever think that you would get this far with everything that's going on in your life so soon? Because, come on, you just started, like, this year, isn't it?
I'll be honest with you. I guess I'm kind of in the dark, and I like to keep it that way. I'm real humble. You know, what you hear now, what you see on Facebook, I know some people may be like, he's not that real, but really I am that real. Anybody that knows me, I'm very humble. Somebody can tell me, you know, all day long, man, you're doing just wonderful and all those stuff, and I'm just still just like, I appreciate it, thank you, but there's just so much more to do. And I don't get caught up in, you know, the hype, but I do realize it just started in March, and there's so many things that have happened and going to happen and in the works, and I'm very just blessed, and I count my blessings, and my support system is amazing. I mean, I couldn't do anything without the people that, you know, even do something simple as clicking the like button on my fan page. Like, they're not just fans, they're family, and I say it all the time. They're the people that believe in me and my music, and you never turn your back on those people, and you show them the utmost respect and appreciation at all times, and they'll always, you know, stand behind you and support you. So I am a little surprised, you know, when I take a moment to just sit back and reflect. But I just don't. I try to get caught up in it because there's just so much more to do and so much more that I want to accomplish. So.
Right. I mean, amazingly, just like I was saying, I've been following James. You know, I'm just kind of reiterating because I like to do that. About how I've seen you grown in the last couple of weeks. It's really tremendous, and it is a huge blessing. And I adore the fact that you said that, you know, it's not just a fan, it's family, because that's definitely where I am on, you know, the road of things. Like, I don't look at people as a fan or like you have to do something for me. And, you know, people take the time to do it because they're showing you respect, you know. And I don't want anybody liking anything. I don't want anybody tuning in. I don't want anybody breaking their neck to do nothing for me that's not genuine. So I say that to say that, you know, in a short time, people really feel you. And, I mean, I can see now that it's going to only get better from here for you, because in the last couple of weeks, you've been, like, blowing up on your fan page and, I mean, just doing a damn thing. And I'm just like, go, you know, like, do the damn thing. I'm so proud of you so far. I mean, it's just so more to come, and I'm just so grateful and happy and enthused to just kind of have a little bit of that family tree connected to me, because it's just going to be an awesome experience, and I'm ready for it. Whatever you have going on, I want to be a part of it always and forever. So with that being said, guys, y'all better, like, get up on it and, you know, go join the family tree with James ASAP. Definitely, because he's definitely a good person to have as a family member, because he's supportive. He takes the time to, you know, listen, to connect, to leave comments, to just show love all around. And, I mean, you're not going to meet nobody like him. So get connected now before it's too late, because then I'm going to charge people to connect, okay? $5 a click.
and, you know, just if I can, real quick, you know, on that,
sure.
Too, you know, as far as, you know, clicking on the fan page, the little like button, that goes just, you know, I've said a couple of times, but that just goes so much further than just that click. I mean, it's just like now we're, what you just said, that was perfect. I mean, it's like now you're part of the family. I connect with everybody, you know. If you comment on something, you know, I click the like button, that's me. If not somebody else doing it, I'll comment, that's me. If not somebody else doing it, and by all means, also, if you go head over to the fan page, you know, shoot me a friend request too. You know, find me and shoot me a friend request. Like I said, we're more than just fans and stuff like that. We're friends too, you know. I want to, you know, interact with you and everything like that, and be different than most, you know, because if you try to hit up some of the big stars, you know, and you think they're responding back to you, they're not. So, but
exactly.
I don't want to be that way. And no matter how far I go in this journey, I want to be able to take everybody with me, not just by myself, because you're all part of it.
Oh, God. I mean, really, James, I done asked you more than one time since we've been talking to cut it out. Now, you're really going to make me come fight you. I mean, stop. Stop it. I know ladies are listening like, oh, my God, because that's how I'm doing. I'm trying not to be a groupie right now, so cut it out, okay? we're going to definitely start on the questions, because we have quite a few of them that James supporters, I like to call them, family, had left out there. And I don't know if do you think they'll mind if I use their names, or should I just ask the question, James? What's your thoughts on that?
Maybe, you know, I would maybe ask maybe use their first name or something. I don't know. Maybe we just shouldn't use it, you know. We don't want to get anybody in trouble.
Right. Okay, good. That's a good one, because, see, I'm so vicious sometimes that I'll just go in for the kill, like, such and such said no. Okay, so here we go. This question was, your voice is so silky, smooth, and seductive, no matter if you are singing or just having a regular conversation. How does it make you feel to know that women around the world are falling in love with that pure sexiness?
I'll be honest, it's an amazing feeling. It's awesome, and it's a confidence builder, and it's an amazing feeling to know that it doesn't matter if I'm talking to you or it doesn't matter if I'm singing. You can just, you know, sink in with what I'm saying and understand what I'm saying and the stories that I'm telling and feel what's coming from my heart and be able to know that people are actually feeling it, you know, is an amazing feeling. That's the best I can describe it. It's an amazing feeling.
No, definitely, because you know what? Honestly, I was playing some of your music because I had a friend over from out of town, and they were like, wow, who's that? That's hot. And I'm just like, yeah, that's James. I'm going to be interviewing him. Like, really, that's hot. So I'm like, look him up. You
he'd
know,
also make sure you want to get you know, spend some extra time in the gym too. So make sure I'm, you know, I got my sexy up and everything like that. So, you know, put it in overtime. So
definitely, like, I, you know, I'm gonna tone this up a little bit. Nothing's going, there's nothing wrong with it now. Just toning it up, baby. Just smoothing it out. That's it. So the next question was, who are your musical inspirations?
My musical inspirations, and this may sound cliche, but I got to call it what it is. One of my main musical inspirations, especially growing up as a kid, I can remember my mom telling me to stop singing so loud in her friend's apartment, because I would turn this guy up and put my headphones on, and I don't even know where I was at. I thought I was him. I mean, it's this bad. And the main person, my inspiration musically, is Michael Jackson. Michael Jackson is just like, you know, I don't want to sound like a grouper like that, but I just have all the respect for a guy, an artist that was able to, it didn't matter if it was the 90s, it didn't matter if it was the 80s, it made no difference. He rolled with the times and continued to make music and hit after hit after hit, movies, you name it. The guy was just so smart and intelligent, but in tune with his music, and he truly loved his music. And if I may say this too as well, one thing that I've taken from him is that, you know, if you went to a Michael Jackson concert and you heard one of his, you know, one of his songs, you could go line by line with his songs, and you could take all the music out, and he sounds exactly the same way in live as he does on his CD. And anybody that's came out to see me knows that when you hear me, it's the same exact way. I don't go out and do performances and sing over my own voice or like that. It's all me. It doesn't make a difference. So he's a great musical inspiration to me.
Yes, definitely. And that's very well said, because a lot of people do that. And it takes away from it a little bit. It takes away from it. So if you can go out there and be original at it, because it is really you, you know, and people can embrace you better, I think, if you do sing live versus, you know, singing over your music. So, you know, and that's how I think, like, Milli Vanilli and a lot of them made their mistakes trying to sing over their music, and then when the music jacked up, they was jacked up, you know, and they lost
that's
a lot
right.
of fan base behind that. So definitely keep that in mind. What James just made a great, great point for everybody that's out there performing, like, you know, try to keep it original. So the next question is, where do you get your ideas from?
My ideas... anybody that knows me on that too as well, my ideas, my lyrics, because everything you hear is, you know, every lyric I wrote, it doesn't make a difference, but my ideas, my lyrics come from the heart. They come from experiences, they come from things I've gone through, things that I am currently going through. It doesn't make a difference. If you ever want to know who I am, really, or anything that I've gone through, you just listen to my music. Just listen to it, and they'll tell you about my good times, the bad times, the sad times. I want to talk about relevant things and things that I can actually connect with, because if I can connect with them and talk about real things, then you can connect with them. You can say, well, you know what? I remember when I went through that. You know, I can remember when I got frustrated with so-and-so. I can remember when my relationship took a turn for the better or the worse, whichever one it relates to. And that's why I continue to do that, and that's where my music comes from, just me and personal experiences.
Aww. Oh, you know what? Let me stop. Let me just go on to the next question. So the next question is, you do have an amazing voice, very sensual. I'm definitely a fan of for sure. Now, as an artist myself, musically, I have my number one choice for an artist. I would love to collab with on a song someday, and that is Mr. Life Jennings. I want to know who would be the number one choice for you and why.
That's a good one.
My
number one choice is I mean, I guess I would really have to honestly take more time to think about that one. I mean, I'm just such a, I don't have like an exact like artist or somebody like that that just like gets me. I mean, the artist that I would love to do a song with has passed away, and that was, again, Michael Jackson. I mean, that was somebody I would love to get in the studio with and just make a song with. And because you can, it's not just making a song with him, it's just, you can learn so much from somebody that's so skilled and been doing it for so long. So that opportunity would have been amazing. But other than that, you know, I'm not biased towards any music. You know, I don't care if it's country music or anything like that. Some of the greatest artists out in the game right now, i.e. Snoop Dogg, makes country music songs. I don't think everybody knows that. But he writes country music songs. I mean, it doesn't make a difference. So I'm open, you know. I just, as long as I can just expand and show people that I'm versatile, you know, I'll work with Rascal Flatts, I'll work with, you know, T.I., it'll make a difference, you know. I just want to be versatile, so.
Absolutely. And I think this question is kind of similar to the one that we already asked, and it says, are you singing about things you know or experience you have? And I think you kind of answered that when you said that you sing from the heart, you know, through
That's
your experiences
right.
and stuff of that nature. So I think we kind of answered that one. So we'll go, unless there's something else you want to touch on with that one.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, as far as that too as well, I want everybody to know that when I ask questions on the fan page or something like that, you know, and I'm getting feedback. Like, I'm using that feedback. I'm not just one of those random posters that's like, hey, I'm going to throw something up there just to see if somebody's going to like it or comment on it. Like, I'm getting feedback, and I use a lot of y'all's feedback to write songs, to, you know, to relate to things and stuff like that. So, you know, by all means, everybody keep commenting, you know, keep providing the feedback. I'm watching, I'm listening, I'm using it, and I'm using some of your experiences too, you know, to create, you know, more music. So that's all I can say on that one.
Yeah, definitely. You hear that, guys? Y'all are now officially part of the album. Okay? Not
right.
just part of the family tree, part of the album. Which is awesome, you know, because, I mean, who would ever know? If you really think about it, and not to make this into, like, a whole story, but if you really think about it, I listen to a lot of interviews, and whether it's people that's already established or people that's coming up, and no one really touches on that. And I think that is I'm like, really, really in awe that you even put that out there, to be honest with you, because who really says that, you know, I take your feedback and kind of shuffle it up, like, in a blender, blend it all up and mix it up with my stuff, mix it up with your stuff, and then make this, like, amazing drink out of it, you know what I mean? And everyone wants some. So, I mean, really, guys, I mean, who's going wrong by supporting this man? No one. Okay, because I'm trying to definitely be on the next album. I don't know if y'all know, but Miss P is definitely trying to be in the next song, in video. But anyway, the next question was, who is your biggest fan? No,
oh,
who is your biggest fan?
My,
I read that
easy.
Wrong.
This is easy. You said, who is my biggest fan?
Yes, that was the question. Mm-hmm.
My biggest fan is my mom, hands down.
Definitely.
My mom is my she's my number one fan, biggest fan, and it doesn't make a difference. I mean, it doesn't matter how cranky I am that day or whatever, she's my biggest fan. As a matter of fact, I don't think she's even listened to anybody else's music other than mine since we started this. So,
really?
Shout out to you, Mom. Love you. Thanks for always being.
Yeah, shout out to you, Mom, definitely, because you know what? It's so funny you said that, because my son is actually, like, getting into music right now, and he hates for me to bring this up, so I'm going to keep this short and sweet. But definitely anything that he makes, I'm definitely just like, my son, that's my baby. You know, it's like, of course, that's, you know, so I can kind of relate to your mom in reference to, like, being your number one fan, because I think that, you know, I can admit that I am a groupie when it comes to my son, definitely a groupie. So the next question is, what has been your biggest struggle in your journey?
The biggest struggle on the journey, honestly, is that's a really good one. I'm not sure you wrote that one and can't give him a hard time. No, that's a really good one, though. I would say, honestly, the biggest struggle on this journey is, I'll be honest with you, you know, you're not going to be really real than this, is the financial end of the journey. You know, and that's something that a lot of people don't talk about, because everybody wants to give out the persona that they've got all the money in the world and money's not an issue and all that other stuff. But I'm real just like everybody else. You know, I have bills and all that good stuff. So I finance my stuff, you know, my music, getting into the studio, buying tracks, recording time, all that stuff. You know, I finance it myself, whether I have to do, you know, little extra things, you know, to come up with some cash, you know, whether it be like maybe volunteer somewhere or help out somewhere, you know, just pick up some extra money or something. I mean, I do what I have to do to take care of it. But that's probably been the toughest part of the journey, is self-financing this project.
Definitely, because it does take a lot of money to build yourself to where you want to be. And definitely, you know, I can see how, you know, that can be the biggest part of it all for everyone, because including myself is the same thing. You know, when you're starting a business off, whether it's music or is it, if it's just like making hacks, whatever random thing, it takes money to do these things. You know, so I definitely understand that, and I appreciate that you're being so real with that, because, you know, like I said again, I speak to a ton of people a day just regularly, and no one ever wants to come out and say they don't have it.
Absolutely. It's like a thing, like if you're an artist or you're in music or entertainment, you never want to admit that, you know, I don't have it or whatever. Like, you don't want to admit that, you know, you have money issues just like everybody else, but that's the real part of it. And like what you just said, it's still part, it's like a business. You know, when you first start out a business, you know, you have to invest in it. I mean, and that's what it is. It's an investment, and I'm planting seeds, and it's growing. You know, I'm getting the return now finally, but that's probably been the hardest part of the journey.
Definitely. It's really real. And, you know, and I don't even know. There's no words for you, James. Like, this is the first time that I've been so speechless in a long time, to be honest with you. Because everyone that knows me knows that I can run my mouth. You know, that's just definitely one of my skills. Like, I can talk. But when it comes down to, like, someone that's so grounded, it's throwing me through a loop a little bit, if I can just say that, because I'm so used to conversing with people that are just, like, all over the place that – and you definitely tuned into a show that time. I'm not going to put no names out there, but you definitely tuned into a show one time, and we kind of talked about it, how I held my composure through that show.
That's right.
And I get a lot of experiences like that sometimes because people are not as grounded in their ways or in their journey as you are. And it's just, like, rewarding to me. And this is a good Saturday for me, although I am dying inside right now because I'm really, really sick, James. I'm really sick, but I didn't want to cancel the show. I didn't want to do anything of that nature because I was really looking forward to talking to you. Thank you so much. And that's why you keep hearing
me
go, you know, trying to pull it together, like, oh, God, please. But anyway, thank you for this. Like, I mean, I'm not ending the show on you right now, but I'm just saying that I just want to thank you for being so well-rounded that I can have this conversation with you and kind of just let you be free to say whatever it is that you want to say, because what more could I say to you? I mean, you got it going on. That's it.
I appreciate it.
That's it. So, you know, everyone that's out there that tunes into the Intune show will definitely be in tune to the fact that James is the man. That's it. And anyone that has sense would join the family tree. Definitely. Anyone that has sense, anyone that knows, like, empowerment comes from supporting another, would definitely go like his page, friend him ASAP. Like, look him up right now while you're listening to the show. It's 2 seconds. Definitely 2 seconds.
I'm glad
so,
you said that too. And, can I add on that real quick? The
sure,
part,
of course you can.
You know, I mentioned a couple of times is that the movement and everything like that, and that's really started off as a journey. And the very beginning, you know, I asked, you know, those that were around to, hey, join the journey because it's going to be a good one. And it's just turned into a movement. And I call it a movement now because it's something that's been created by the people and pushed by everybody. Like, you know, the liking the page and sharing the page with your friends and your family and asking them to do the same thing. This is, you know, I'm putting out the good music, but this is all, you know, supporting it and pushing it and making it grow. I mean, that's what it is. This is y'all. I give the credit to y'all 100%.
Aww. I don't know what to do with you, James. Wrap you up with a bow. Christmas time is coming. You know, this would be a great gift for anyone. and then someone had asked about a video clip. So when can we look forward to that, James? Because that was also one of the things that I wanted to inquire about myself, about a video.
Okay. Right now I'm working on talking to some people about the video. It'll be for Loving You. Which will be the single for the album featuring Bubba B, which is my one of my cousins, very skilled, very talented. That's who you hear on Loving You, the rap part. He's very skilled and talented, but we're working on the video right now, trying to figure out, you know, of course, where we're going to do it and all the other stuff, you know, the financial part of it and all that good stuff. So hopefully soon, to be honest with you, I know I'm kind of going around the question,
no, it's okay.
but hopefully soon, you know, if I can get all the stars aligned and all that good stuff, you know, hopefully soon. And if anybody's listening that does videos and is in the Georgia area, Atlanta, Georgia area, you know, and has some ideas or something, please do feel free to contact me. I'm taking ideas right now, and I need to get it done so we can go ahead and take the next step forward.
Definitely. And you know what? I'm actually in Georgia, like,
mm-hmm.
every quarter because of work. I'm definitely going to be in Georgia in January. However, there's a few artists that I know that are in Georgia, but I just don't remember, like, offhand right now what part of Georgia they're in. But they definitely have videos, and they're definitely doing their thing. So I'm going to hit them up and definitely link you to them. So that way, you know, if they can, you know, shuffle around some information that can be useful to you, being that you're in that area, you know, then I definitely want to make that happen. Definitely, that's nothing. You know, when I go out here in January, I'm definitely trying to meet up with some of them because, you know, I interviewed them, and we had so much fun laughing and joking and being a nut that I'm like, okay, the next quarter, when I come out there, I'm going to come, and, you know, we're going to meet up and da-da-da-da. But I've been so, like, not into the flying thing lately. I think that as I get older, that I've become more of a chicken. So every 4 months when it's time for me to fly for work for those 3 days, I'm like, no, I can't go. I'm dying. I can't. No, you know, so, excuse me, I haven't been out there. So definitely in January I have to go. My boss is really mandating it. So I will be in Georgia, you know, if I make it, if they don't land a plane and kick me off of it, literally. No, seriously, I don't know what happened. What can you take? What can you do? I mean, being someone that, like yourself, that, like, diverse with travel and been overseas and been all over the place, I mean, is that, like, an issue for you flying? I mean, this is totally off topic, but
no, honestly,
that's what we need to know.
Flying has always been an issue for me. I'll be honest with you. Flying was always an issue for me. But I found that going to sleep, it helps. Mm-hmm. Going to sleep helps. Like, I try to just go to sleep. I don't eat a big meal before I get onto the plane, and then I try to go to sleep and just try to sleep through the flight. That's my best way of getting through a
flight.
Right.
I mean, I swear, I'd be looking for, like, I'd be like, who knows somebody that has, like, crack? Because that's the only way that I'm going to make it. Like, I'm going to have to get high as hell.
They actually have stuff that are in airports that you can actually get that help you sleep, as a matter of fact. So, you might want to look into that. Maybe that'll help you.
Yeah, I definitely have to do something. I was talking to my doctor about it. It's like that serious, and I've never been like that because I've been different places out of the country and stuff like that. But I don't know. Lately, I've just been like a real freak with it. Like, oh my god, like, you know, I don't. Yeah, it's embarrassing. But I did have like two more questions, and definitely from the Intune website, actually, the two ladies on there asked me, and the one question was, are you single? Which
yes,
I kind of, you knew that was going to be one of the questions. You had to know you're a man surrounded by so many women. You know they want to know this, James. I do too. So fill us in. No.
There is somebody.
I think
that,
this is the first time I got you, like, backing
yeah,
up a little, huh?
There is somebody that has my heart right now. I won't. I'll say that. There's somebody that has my heart right now. So.
Aww. Shout out to somebody, whoever you are. You are such a blessing to James, and James is such a blessing to you, and you're lucky. Okay? I just wanted to say that. You're lucky. He's a good man. He's a good man. And the next question is kind of like a little kooky, but I just want to say just for fun anyway. And they ask, what do you like to eat in the morning? So I guess that was kind of like their way of saying that they're interested and that if you were single, that they would definitely want to know what you like to eat in the morning, so to speak. So, yeah, I don't know if you even want to go ahead and answer that, if that's going to be
Absolutely.
A fight after the show.
Absolutely.
No.
I will answer that. You know, I like a home cooked meal, to be honest with you. You know, I'm a pancakes, you know, and eggs type of guy. If I'm not making them for you, you know, feel free to make them for me.
Exactly. Feel more than free. Just do it.
That's right. Pancakes, eggs. You know, let's just keep it old school and keep it home cooked. and you know, throw some bacon on there, and we're good, and we're golden.
Definitely. That's a good meal. You know, I used to be in love with pancakes, James. Do you make good pancakes? Because I can't.
I am known for my pancakes. My pancakes are homemade.
Oh, my goodness.
And I am known for my pancakes. Like, they're amazing. People have came over to visit, you know, the night before just to be there the morning of to have the pancakes.
Like, it's on their schedule, on their Blackberries. Like, okay, James is making pancakes. We're going to sleep over.
Right.
Okay.
That's right.
That's amazing. I love that, you know. And I don't know. I guess you got to shoot me some recipes and stuff, because definitely if I don't have, like, something to use as a guideline, it's definitely not happening. And I don't know. Like, a lot of people was asking me, like, why am I single? I think that's one of the reasons, because I can't cook. And I refuse to, James. Okay, not only can I not cook, I refuse to do it unless I really want to do it. And it has to be something that takes 2 seconds to make, like vegetables. That's it. That's my thing. So, yeah, so that's basically it, James. Like, everybody got to know you a little bit better. I feel closer to you today than I ever felt before. I already loved you, like I said, automatically, because I just, you know, love the mission that you're on, and you're just definitely a great resource and source to be connected to, because, you know, you're just like a fighter, you know, a firefighter, a captain of the ship, a war hero. You're just like everything when it comes to Facebook, and I put those titles on you because I just see you constantly going in for the kill, and that's something, like I said again, that you don't find on Facebook. So, you know, I'm just definitely appreciative to the fact that you have me as a family member, and just want to continue to grow in that sense with you, business-wise. I'm just putting it out there for the lady who has his heart. Like, you know, yeah, I was talking crap, but I was playing, okay? I don't want to meet you after school with Vaseline on my face and fight you. Like, I don't want to do that. I don't want to break nails. I'm such a punk. But anything that you have going on that's anything new, anything that I can help with, definitely keep me in the loop of all that I can do, because I'm definitely a team player for James, definitely. So I appreciate the fact that you just, like, moved your whole schedule for me today and came
that's
on.
That's right.
And, yeah, definitely, guys, I want y'all to know that. Like, he definitely moved his whole schedule for me today. Because I totally moved someone off my schedule, so he moved his around for me.
It actually worked out great, because I was excited to even come on your show. I mean, I know you say much love to me, but much love to you. I mean, I'm watching you too, you know, as far as the moves that you're making and the connections you're making. And, I mean, you're doing it too. I mean, the things that you're doing is, you know, are absolutely amazing. And, you know, and it's just much love to you. I mean, that's all I can say. I mean, you're doing good things and positive things. So keep doing your thing,
too. Thank you so much. And definitely I'm going to send a writer your way, too, because I'm working on the magazine. So I'm going to send one of the writers that's writing for the magazine to do a write-up on you, because I love you so much. And I'm not going to make you do what everybody else have to do to get those write-ups. So you just definitely look out for them. I don't know which one I'm going to send, but, you know, I'll see which one that's available, because I have a few of them lighting up on a few people right now. And that way we can get the ball rolling for that, because I definitely want you in Off the Page magazine ASAP. Like, that's going to happen. I have to have you there. You're just like the pioneer right now. And I think that's what we could call it, the pioneer. Like, I don't know. We'll think of something freaky to put on it. I don't know. But it's definitely going to happen. So look forward to that, okay, coming as well. Someone, you know, they're going to hit you up and they're going to have like a billion, quadrillion questions for you. And, you know, then they'll kind of like put it all together and have a layout for the magazine. So we'll kick it about that, and we'll go back and forth until we get it together. But look forward
sounds
to that,
good.
Definitely. So, again, anything that you have, anytime you want to come on, anytime you want to guest host, anytime you have anything you just want to say, just feel free to just do that, okay, because you're family with me too.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for coming on. You have an amazing rest of the day.
All right, you too. Thank you for
thank
everybody, you.
You
know, that's listening too. I want to say that too, you know. Thank you for everybody that took time out of your schedule to listen in and support and the questions and everything. I appreciate it very much. And feel free to hit me up after the show, and just if you have any other questions or anything like that, I'm always available. I'll always answer. And, again, you know, If you don't mind me saying, Ms. P,
no.
Find me.
No, definitely. I was about to say that to you, actually. Like, definitely give them the social networks where they can find you everywhere.
Okay, the easiest way, probably what I found is the easiest way to find me is two places. One is jamescassie.com, and that's JamesKessee.com. And you can just pretty much click on anything you want, and it takes you wherever you need to go. Or you can just go straight to Facebook, where a lot of you network with me at, and just put in James Kessee, JamesKessee, and you'll find the fan page and also my artist page, where you can friend me there. So.
Definitely. So you guys, find him ASAP. Do it now. Like, don't even wait. Don't even listen to the rest of the show. This is archived. You can always go back and listen to it. Definitely just go and find him, friend him, and support the fan page. Definitely keep your eyes open. He has, like, awesome questions up there every day, you know, pertaining to people to just join in and, you know, participate in the questions, definitely. So, you know, also James is a part of the Intune show website, so you can definitely find him on there. You can find him on Off the Page magazine. And you can find him on Twitter as well. Right, James?
That's right, Twitter. James Kessee, just, you know, search it at James Kessee or twitter.com/James Kessee. I mean, I'm all over the Twitter, working on my Twitter game, as I call it right now. I was behind the curveball, but I see Twitter is back up and running. So.
Definitely. I'm definitely behind on Twitter. I even added the app on my phone, and I still don't tweet. Like, really? I'm always on Facebook. I'm always on Facebook. I have to leave it alone. Facebook is like a drug. And that's another thing I wanted to talk to you about really quick, James, like coming together and formulating some type of group or something where we can have like a social networking type of group where people are like only putting not really their music but really like contact information or, you know, I don't know. We figured that out, but I just want to kind of do something with you because I know that you're the man. On Facebook. So
that sounds awesome. Like, I'm definitely interested in that, and I already have some ideas spinning in my head. We can talk offline.
Yeah, definitely. And I think I have a call online for you. Hold on, James. I'm just now seeing that. Caller, you on the line with Miss P and James Kessee?
Hello?
Hello?
What's up? This is First Lady Sunset checking in, tuned in. Hey, James.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing fine. I'm just tuned in, listening. Great show, great interview. I love the show. I was browsing Blog Talk and ran across your name. I'm like, oh, my goodness, let me tune in real quick. You ain't put anywhere. So I'm like, let me tune in. This Double Rings Radio checking in.
Oh, thank you so much.
All right,
I really appreciate
you.
It. I really appreciate the love. And I definitely got to look you up. Are you on the Blog Talk Network as well?
Yes, I am. You just hit me up on my Facebook wall. I'm looking for co-hosts and hosts.
Oh, definitely. Okay, see,
yeah,
I'm multitasking. Okay, no problem. I'm multitasking. So we're definitely talking a few because I would love to, you know, network and, you know, see what we can do together.
I would definitely support if you don't mind putting that in there, too. I'll definitely support as well, so.
Yeah, definitely.
He was on the show the other day, too, so I had to check in to show my love back.
Oh, I love it. I really do. Can I just, like, virtually give you a hug? Like, can you feel that? Can you definitely feel that hug? Because I love
okay,
people.
Okay,
I'm
going to say this
come.
To you. Bark.
Mm-hmm.
Bark means bunch of kisses, and you better catch them.
Okay, I have them. I have them all. I'm not letting any slip through my fingers, definitely not. But we appreciate you taking the time to listen in, definitely. And we look forward to all that's to come with everyone, including you now, definitely. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
All right,
thank
have
you.
A wonderful
Good
day. Talk to you soon. Okay, bye-bye. Yeah, so that was awesome.
It was.
Yeah, definitely. I don't know what the heck. I was so engrossed in our conversation that I didn't even realize that we had someone on the line. So I apologize about that, but I do appreciate her holding on to listen in and checking in on you. James, look at you. You have women everywhere. Like, I'm getting jealous. Remember that movie, like, Wire Hangers, you know, like, Wire Hangers, you know, that way. Like, I'm starting to get, like, possessed over you. Like, what? I don't want anybody else saying anything to him. That's it. I'm closing the show down. It's over now. It's definitely over. So, so again, you can reach out to James on Facebook. Just just friend him. Friend him now, okay? Don't wait. Listen to his music. It's really, really awesome. I'm actually about to go upload some of your music right now. Is it on Reverb Nation, James?
It is also on Reverb. Loving You Right Now actually is not out. I only did a promo for that song because that's a single. So it's not out, but I still have other music out there. You can also even put my name in the YouTube. And there's a couple of songs that are out right now, too, as well. I'm just not doing a hard promo for them right now. But they're out there. You can listen to them, YouTube, Reverb. Just put my name in. I try to keep it real simple, my first and my last name, and you'll find me.
Yeah, definitely, because we have a Reverb Nation on an off-the-page magazine website, so I'm definitely about to go and upload some whatever you have on there, definitely. That's happening in 10 minutes. So, yeah. So I just wanted to check that out real quick. But, James, again, thank you so much for giving me your time and changing around your schedule to accommodate my schedule. And I just want you to know that I love you so much as a brother, and I look forward to all that is to come with, you know, all your endeavors.
And thank you so much. Much love to you, and I appreciate it very much for you having me on your show.
Always. You're always welcome here. I don't care if you want to talk about the color of the walls. Just call me. And I'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye. Yes, guys. So that was James, and he's definitely, like, a rounded individual, and I'm not going to say grounded, I'm going to say rounded, because who wants to be on the ground? Not me. I'm shooting for the stars. So definitely a rounded individual, and I look forward to all that he has to offer to the world, and definitely look him up again. Is Jane Kessie, and that's at Twitter, that's on Facebook, that's on Reverb Nation, and that's on the Intune Show website, as well as the Off the Page magazine website. For those that are lazy, you can definitely go on my page and find him ASAP, because he's so much of a supporter that you'll definitely see him under basically anything that anyone posts on my page or anything that I post myself. He's definitely a supporter. So you'll find him there, okay? I just wanted to play one song that I was asked to play before we get out of here today. And that's basically by Diamond Dallas, and it's Turn Off the Lights. So enjoy.
Before it's as quiet as night, I turn and say,
Yeah, so that was Turn Off the Lights by Diamond Dallas. So that was on request. Be Sexy Ma, that goes out to you. So tune in tomorrow with me at 3 p.m. with your girl, J-Ma, and LBD team. So this is going to be exciting because this is an all-lady show. So we're going to have, like, it's going to be fun. We're going to be painting nails. We're going to be curling up our hair. It's going to be like a slumber party. So definitely tune in tomorrow. Again, the number is 818-495-6975, and that's live with your girl, Miss P. Thanks for tuning in. Until tomorrow, stay in tune.
Miss.